Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, and we are here to get you caught up on some of the biggest news from around the world in 10 minutes time. Now, it has been a really big week of news, but we will start with one of those stories that reminds us to never take the moments we're given for granted and to hold our loved ones a little tighter. Catastrophic flooding hit central Texas in the early hours of July 4th. More than an entire summer's worth of rain fell in some parts of the state in just a matter of a few hours. That quickly formed a wall of rushing water, sweeping away cars, toppling trees, and ripping homes from their foundations. At the time of this taping, well over 100 people had died, and Texas officials had announced that more than 100 people were still unaccounted for. And while search and rescue efforts continue, so do the stories of heroism and sacrifice from those who jumped into action. Some of the most inspiring and gut-wrenching coming from a Christian girls' camp, Camp Mystic. As the Guadalupe River Bend began to swell in the middle of the night, counselors began kicking out windows, guiding hundreds of young girls to higher ground. One security guard helped campers get onto mattresses to stay above the rising waters. And then there is U.S. Coast Guard rescue swimmer and third-class petty officer Scott Ruskin. He and his team helped 165 campers get airlifted to safety.
It was pretty traumatic. I mean, yeah, you have a lot of kids. They're having probably the worst day of their life. They're missing friends, they're missing loved ones. I was really just trying to comfort them and let them know, like, hey, like, I don't know where your friends may be right now, but my only objective is to get you guys out of here and get you guys to safety. I'm sorry this happened to you guys, but you guys were so brave and tough, and it made me, like, a better rescuer because you guys were acting so bravely.
At another nearby summer camp, Camp La Junta, a cabin was swept away by the rushing water.
We had bunk beds in our cabins, and it was going up to the top bunk, and we had one choice, and we had to swim out of our cabins.
While emergency alerts were delivered to mobile devices to warn people of the flooding, many say they did not receive warnings until after the flooding reached its peak. As authorities are continuing their search and rescue efforts, they are also looking into what more might have been done to better warn people, also hoping to help prevent such tragedies from occurring in the future, especially given these flooding events seem to be happening more frequently. Our meteorologist Derek Van Dam explains.
More than a summer's worth of rain fell in a matter of hours across the Texas Hill Country, triggering unprecedented flash flooding. The deadly tragedy, described as a 1-in-100-year flood disaster, struck in an area that was entrenched in the worst drought anywhere in the country. This weather whiplash, from drought to flood, is yet another example of human-induced climate change and its impact on extreme weather, one we have seen play out in California multiple times in recent years, as a multi-year drought was followed by atmospheric river-fueled flooding and mudslides, and then came the deadly wildfires in January. The frequency and intensity of heavy rain events are increasing. Last year alone, a record 91 flash flood emergencies, the rarest, most extreme warning issued less than 1% of the time, came from the National Weather Service. Generational flood events like last year's Hurricane Helene killed over 200 people and produced historic rain in North Carolina.
Any more down there?
Texans will remember Hurricane Harvey that dropped over 50 inches of rain in the Houston metro and was one of America's costliest weather disasters. It's not just with hurricanes. Residents across Kentucky and Tennessee are still recovering from inland flash flooding over the last couple of years. These events are a product of a warmer atmosphere that's able to hold more water vapor, acting to enhance rainfall rates, turning 100-year events into something every generation has to deal with. And even while the flood threat continues in Texas, parts of the East Coast are reeling from their own flash flooding as the remnants of Tropical Storm Chantel dropped months worth of rain in the Raleigh-Durham area of North Carolina, also resulting in floods that turned deadly.
Every region of the country has noticed a marked increase in heavy rainfall events, something that we will have to adapt and plan to in the future of our warming world.
For more information about how you can help Texas flood victims, go to cnn.com/impact or text flood to 707070. Now to some stunning new images of thousands of asteroids and millions of galaxies taken by the largest digital camera ever constructed. It's about the size of a car. The Vera C. Rubin Observatory sits on a mountain in Chile, and scientists have just retrieved its first images. Researchers at Duke University in North Carolina helped design key pieces of the telescope, which can detect the most minute details from dark matter. Inside is a 6,600-pound, 3,200-megapixel camera that crafted this beautiful imagery. Take a look.
Millions of galaxies, thousands of previously unknown space objects, all captured by this one groundbreaking observatory. Later this year, the Rubin Observatory will launch its 10-year mission, called the Legacy Survey of Space and Time. It will scan the entire sky above the southern hemisphere every few nights to capture a time-lapse of whizzing asteroids and comets, exploding stars, and distant galaxies as they change. Scientists say the data collected in the new facility's first year alone will surpass all other optical observatories combined.
Pop quiz hot shot. Which U.S. state was the first to roll out the now iconic yellow paint color for taxi cabs? New York, California, Connecticut, or Illinois? Ayo, taxi! If you said Connecticut, you are correct. Manufacturing mogul Albert Rockwell got the idea to open his taxi company in 1908 after he and his wife saw how popular cabs had become across Europe, and yellow was his wife's favorite color. Tesla's self-driving robo-taxis are being beta-tested on the streets of Austin, Texas right now, so folks are taking them for a spin, including some social media influencers. And some of them have some questions about the ride's safety. Our Ed Lavandera shows us why one watchdog group is sounding the alarm.
Tesla has launched 10 to 20 robo-taxis onto Austin streets.
There's the robo-taxi.
So this is where the story might feel a little strange. We can't get in a robo-taxi, so we followed it. The robo-taxi isn't fully driverless yet. There's a Tesla employee in the passenger seat. We watch the car navigate through traffic and make proper stops and turns.
Seems to be moving around quite smoothly, zigzagging through various parts of South Austin. But what is interesting is we actually haven't seen anyone get in it.
And there's a reason for that.
So not just anybody can jump into one of these Tesla robo-taxis. In fact, the way the company rolled the taxis out was by inviting a group of social media influencers to town. How do you think robo-taxi did?
It did great. The car didn't do anything crazy, so I think they could probably start expanding pretty quick.
Chris says he took about 50 rides in 3 days and was impressed by a few moments.
It pulled over.
Yes, it pulled over.
The robo-taxi just pulled over for the ambulance.
The robo-taxi also navigated a construction zone.
And we actually had to drive on the opposite side of the road.
There were a few weird moments, as Chris described it, like when he tried to end a ride early.
End ride now. The vehicle will pull over to the nearest safe location. Heck yeah, let's do it.
The robo-taxi stopped in the middle of the road. Chris says a remote operator had to correct the issue. The Tesla then moved to a safer drop-off location. Dan O'Dowd founded a watchdog group called the Dawn Project to make technology safer for humans. The group argues that Tesla's full self-driving software, which has been available for several years, is not safe enough.
We have over 1,000 videos of these fails, and we've got them all categorized by running red lights, running stop signs, excessive speeding, slamming the brakes on for no reason.
Tesla did not respond to any of our questions for this story. We should point out that the company does make continuous software improvements, but for O'Dowd, the Tesla driverless technology puts lives at risk.
They need to be off the road.
This week's story getting a 10 out of 10, a cruise ship rescue that could have come straight out of Hollywood. A story about courage and quick thinking. Imagine this. You're on a family vacation in the middle of the ocean aboard a Disney cruise ship. Suddenly, a little girl falls overboard. Around 11:15 a.m., the 5-year-old girl accidentally plunged 45 feet overboard through one of the ship's portholes on the fourth level. And while bystanders immediately called for help from the ship's crew, the girl's dad said, uh-uh, I'm not waiting for anybody. So he jumped into the ocean after her.
What a dad. Oh my God, that's a dad that needs to have a hero. He's a hero.
Despite the choppy water, having to tread water with his daughter in his arms for a whole 20 minutes, Dad indeed is a hero. He kept his daughter safe until the ship's rescue boats were able to navigate down to pull them out.
And everyone was like cheering on the ship, and this the amazing quick response of Disney made a big difference.
No information has been released about how the girl fell overboard, but the good news is that both daughter and dad were taken safely back to the ship. All right, superstars, we have been working hard to open and document all of your thoughtful, creative, heartfelt, and sometimes silly care packages. This summer, we've gotten some good ones. And Tri-Center Trojans in Iowa, congratulations on winning your state football championship there in high school. Are you trying to tell me something? Long hair, blonde hair, pink hair, no hair, don't care. Play that Friday music, Nadir. My team and I, we are wigging out over the love you show the show. Today, we have shout-outs going to Miss Grooms and Mr. Whitehurst, Battlefield Middle School in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Thank you for this incredible, impeccable football helmet signed by 200 students. And this shout out goes to Mr. Mayor in South Fork High School in Kincaid, Illinois. Take a look at this awesome custom CNN 10 jersey, y'all. Go Ponies, and congrats on you winning your championship. You will be seeing some of these on our Wall of Fame in an episode soon to come. Go out and make someone smile today, y'all. You just may be the spark of joy someone needs. Rise up. Have an awesome weekend, everyone. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.